home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Top of the morning to you. If you think finding me pot of gold is lucky, wait till you see the treasure trove at TC Trailers. Over 300 beauties sitting there, ready to roll. Flatbeds, goosenecks, dump trailers, you name it. And Big Jim Maple, a giant of a man with deals so big, even a leprechaun can't resist. Plus, they've got a repair shop, a parts store, and financing. So no excuses, lads and lassies. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you ain't pulling your weight. TC-trailers.com.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
I can see your future. Sometime in the next month, you'll go out to eat again.
Jenny here. The Big Deals online store can make your future even brighter with restaurant gift certificates. There's something for everyone. They spend just like cash and never expire, so you can buy them now and use them whenever you want. Shop anytime, save all the time. The Big Deals online store.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to a Friday woohoo edition of Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7, presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com is presented by Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Landon's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marshand's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water at Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Our next guest is Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. But this wind, wow.
It's a crazy one today. Thank you for your patience this morning. We did run over just a little bit, so thank you for your patience this morning.
I got a question. So since you're in Old Stoney, and let's face it, that's a pretty heavy-duty building.
Yes.
Does it still feel like it's rocking the building?
You know, we really don't notice it that much. I don't, and I'm right there on the west side, you know, so no, I don't, but walking up to the door, yes, I did.
Yeah, I didn't even bother doing my hair today. It was bother? It's not worth it.
Yep. So.
Well, you have some things happening. Of course, we just had another Muffins with the Mayor here recently. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we had a great turnout again. I love that when they come out and they find out what's going on in the city of Frankfort. Not all of our department heads were able to make it that morning, but we did have a few of them there, along with Jordan Brewer, the county commissioner president. So it was a great turnout. I think people learned a lot about our community and what's going on, and that's the purpose of that. You know, we want them to be engaged. We want them to be involved in the community. So I hope we can continue with a great attendance at those.
Did you have any questions from as far as, or concerns, I would say, from any of the attendees about things that are going on in the area?
No, you know, not really. I mean, they had some, you know, good questions for us, and we just answered best that we could, and if we needed to get back with them, we always can do that. But I encourage them once again to get a hold of me, you know, at my office, either call me, come in and see me, or reach out to our department heads. And if they have concerns or things that are going on, we always love to hear from our community.
Well, we appreciate that. And again, I say, if you have questions for the mayor, we have one of the most transparent mayors around, because you can go talk to her at multiple events. And another event that is actually coming up for you is the State of the City.
Yes, yes. That's March 31st. And the doors open at 6:30. The event starts at 7 o'clock. And that's going to be in the Scanta Theater at the public library. So we're excited for that. We're getting all the information gathered up from our department heads, from our financial consultants. So we should have a good report for the community.
I hope that you're able to go out that night, folks. Again, it's Tuesday, March 31st at 7 o'clock at the library in the Scanta Theater. However, if you are unable to attend, you are welcome to watch it right here on HoosierlandTV.com. We will be broadcasting that for the mayor as well. So there are multiple ways to make sure that you can find out what's going on in the community, too. So let's talk about some of the other things happening. We've got Operation Spring Cleanup coming up, and there's recycling and trash. And let's touch on some of those things.
Yes, our spring cleanup is April 27th through May 2nd. It's the Monday through Friday hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then Saturday, May 2nd is from 7 to noon. Now, everything is to be brought to the street department. It's not curbside pickup for cleanup, but they can come out, and that is free of charge to our city residents.
I do want to remind folks on that as well. Some things they do not accept, including construction materials, tires, contractor or commercial loads as well. But again, it is coming up April 27th through May 2nd.
Yeah.
I know that I saw where you're starting to put up the employment opportunities for the city, but one big one that happened here in February, Don Stock stepped down. I know retirement and grandchildren are becoming near and dear to his heart, and I know we all understand that. But talk about that and how that has impacted, how that's going to impact, and have you started interviewing?
You know, he's been with the city around 5 years, so you know that's going to leave a void in our offices right now, but I think it's also a good time for us to take a look at things. You know, do we need to make some changes there, maybe restructure? So currently we have not advertised the position because we're still trying to figure out, you know, which way we want to move forward. Is this a time to make some changes or exactly what we want to do? But we have a great staff in that office. I'm telling you, the girls and Rob in that office are amazing. And so it's put a little extra work on them, but I do appreciate all that they've done to help us through this time. So hopefully in the next few weeks we'll be able to advertise some sort of a position. I'm not sure it'll be the exact one, but we'll just see what comes out from all of our discussions.
What's some of the other areas that you'll be looking at? I know your different department heads will be coming to you with employment opportunities, especially like the park. They do seasonal and, you know, other areas, so... what's some of the things that you're looking at?
Yes, the Parks Department do have seasonal workers, so we'll be looking at, you know, hiring our part-time seasonal. But some of them we kept through even through the winter because they were college students and they came back, and if they needed or wanted to work during the Christmas holiday, you know, we can use them there. So sometimes we just continue to use the same ones. Right now I don't know of anything besides seasonal that will be open at the parks. Now, at the street department, we do have a laborer's position open. So that is being advertised right now, and we really would like to get that filled as soon as we can because that's an important position, and they're already, you know, close on staff and all the responsibilities that they have. So hopefully we can get somebody hired here in the next few weeks.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today, and you talked about the park. It's hopefully we're going to be warming up here in the very near future, and people will be heading to the park. Talk about, you know, we had the animals, we found new homes for them, at least quite a few of them, and so has there been any more discussion yet on what the thought process might be for what they're going to put in that area?
You know, there are a lot of suggestions, a lot of discussion over that. Nothing has been set in stone. I know, first of all, we need to find out you know, exactly about the soil and, you know, what we need to do, if we need to do anything as far as remediation on it because of having the animals in that area. We still have out there two goats and a sheep that, you know, we're not able to get anyone to take right now. So we still have those three animals out there, but, you know, if we decide which way we're going to go there, we'll probably have to find another way to home them or hopefully find someone. There's, like I said, been a lot of suggestions, you know, from a veterans memorial to maybe a child's play area or, you know, for ADA compliance. And so there's just a lot of things that are, you know, suggested to us, but we have not made any final decisions on that.
Also, and I hate to bring it up, but I keep seeing signs, and we've talked about it. Let's touch base again and remind folks how it all works when it comes to a data center, because there is still a possibility that there could be one here. I know it didn't go through the first vote with the commissioners, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to come back either to the commissioners or to the city. So can you touch on that again?
Okay, so for the city, of course, we have the 115 acres that are in the city that they're looking at for the data center. There's also another 40-some acres that is owned by an individual that they're looking at, along with Clinton County owns some property around 20-some acres, but all of that is in the city limits. So that's always that possibility if they want to come back, if they're able to acquire that land. The 115 is part of the ConAgra. So that's another thing. I hear that they have, you know, discussed, you know, the possible purchase of that land. Since the last time I was on, we have not had any meetings, commitments, agreements, anything like that. But I do know that they are still interested. They, you know, they've still sent some information or have reached out to know what they would have to do as far as the process.
And this is the same group that was trying to get with the, to build the other spot, correct?
That's correct, yes, okay. And it's a data one.
Okay, that's what I wondered.
Yeah, and I guess the way that works is that, you know, of course, they're the ones that would be developing it, but they could lease that to somebody else, and we don't know who that is.
Is that a concern that we don't know who the next, you know, who it may be leased mm-hmm. to?
It is to me. It is a concern to me. So I'm hoping as we, if and when we move forward, that we're able to get more information from them. You know, we, like I said, we've made no commitments, no agreements, nothing. I mean, it's still very early stages.
659-3338. If you have questions or comments, our guest on Party Line today is Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets.
Well, housing is always a big thing for all communities, and we know we got a lot of housing going up in the area. Can you talk about, do some updates on what's going on?
Yes, the Riley District, I believe they said they have one more lot available, and all the others are taken. You know, they're in the process of being built, or there's homeowners in there. Also, they're getting ready to start phase two at Meadowbrook. And there's another one we call the Rissy Additions out on Sunrise. And they're starting to begin work out there. So, yes, there's a lot of housing going on, and we're excited about that. We definitely need the housing.
When we're looking at, and I mean, of course, we got the housing that is being put up by Habitat, but when we're looking at all those different housing additions, what kind of range are we looking at as far as cost wise? Are we looking at things that you know, maybe someone new, young, starting out, maybe somebody who's ready to upgrade to a larger house, or even downgrade to a smaller one? You know, what kind of size ranges are we looking at?
You know, I'm not positive how that whole thing works with Habitat for Humanity, but I know they try to work with individuals that, you know, maybe have a lower income or they need help to get into their home. And so I think that would be a good place for people to start. Also, at Meadowbrook, I'm going to say that's probably about $350 upward, you know, for homes there. And right now I'm not positive what they're going for at the Riley District, but probably in the $300s. So, I mean, there's a, you know, quite a range there. Of course, we've seen the cost of housing go up so much. You know, a few years ago, some of these houses that are currently established, been built here for a few years, maybe sold for under $100,000, are now going for over $200,000. So, I mean, that's a concern. You know, we see that inflation is hitting us. And so I think it's really hard sometimes for people to get started to purchase a new home. We are looking at, and I did forget to mention this, out behind or just west of Blue Green Elementary, we're looking at, we just annexed that land in. There's several acres there, and we're looking at hopefully some multifamily dwellings there as you go up the driveway there by Blue Green off of Krug Road. So hopefully that will also be, you know, workforce affordable housing.
Absolutely. Well, we are hopefully heading here into the summer months and some springtime activities. What are some of the things that you folks are looking to as far as the city? I have to tell you, one of the things I always look forward to are the flowers getting up on the lampposts in town. I love those flowers. So whoever does that, I just want to give a shout out to them.
Yes, we've already talked to the ones, you know, for the big pots and also the hanging baskets. We've already got some lined up. And I'm not sure exactly what date those will be put out, but we've already ordered the flowers along with flowers for all the parks. So we're really excited this year. Also, the Parks Department is working on the greenhouse. They had some damage, of course, to it. That seems like what we do a lot is repairs. So they're working on the greenhouse now so that we can have the plants ready to go. Hopefully, I think they've tried before in May to get those out, but we'll just have to see how the weather is going. So
I'm looking forward to that kind of weather where we can get flowers out.
Me too.
I'm a little overeager.
And I know the parks is working really hard to think of how they can provide the best service. You know, during the spring and summer months, the grass just grows like crazy, and we have the flowers we have to take care of. And, you know, there's so many things in the parks. We're getting ready to put another couple of pieces of equipment at 3rd Street Park. I know they've been working on the bleachers. I believe it's 3rd Street and maybe Green Street. Also, I'm trying to think. They're going to try to clean that railroad bed out there behind 3rd Street Park. So they've got a lot of things on the agenda for these next few months to get the parks ready for everyone. I believe they said something about hopefully resurfacing a couple of the basketball courts. So there's always something to do at the parks, but I'm so happy that we have the parks that we do, and we're able to have the neighborhood parks. I think that's awesome. And we have some events for those. Ellen at the park's been working hard to come up with special events. It may just be one or two times during the summer right now as we get adjusted to it, but that's been a goal of mine, is to have some sort of a day where we just set aside at each one of those parks and have maybe food trucks and entertainment or games or something like that. So we're working on that as well. We don't have any dates right now.
I know the Parks Department's been working on collecting supplies to help the Easter Bunny. Do you know if they're still needing, you know, candy and small tree things that would fit in small plastic eggs?
You know, I'm not sure if they got them all filled or not, but I will tell you they had several volunteers help this year.
Fantastic.
And I love that. I love that. So we're excited. That's coming up. Of course, the Easter egg hunt is going to be March 28th from 11 to 1. So we have, you know, prizes or candy in each one of the eggs. And then I think they said they're going to have 3 golden eggs. So there'll be something special in there. So I know they're working hard on it. I'm not sure where they are on the candy. I know they've been working hard to get all the eggs filled.
Well, we want to give you the last word today. What else would you like us to know, or what would you like the folks in our community here to know?
You know, I think that I hope that they're just patient with us as we get ready to start the spring and the summer, and we work hard to get, like, our parks ready, our downtown, you know, like you said, hanging the baskets and the pots. I know everybody gets excited, and they're anxious, and they want it to happen, but I can tell you that we're working hard to get everything ready. I know they've been working on mowers and equipment, and so we've been really, you know, hitting that hard so that we can be ready when the weather breaks. Of course, we're not sure when that's going to be, right? Because one day it's 70 and another day it's 30. That's kind of the difficult thing right now. Also, they've been working on the fire station, and it's coming along really well on 28 West. We're still looking at a September opening. They seem to be on schedule, so we're excited about that. And also, I just want to mention that our police department's been busy out, and we have such a good community. We have so many good departments. You know, they really do love to serve our community, and sometimes we take a beating sometimes from the public, but, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot for each one of our departments, and we're getting our fourth new firefighter. So So that's going to help us as well to get, you know, to pull staff as we open the new station. So just be patient with us. Feel free to reach out to me, any of our departments, with any concerns, questions, anything you might have.
And how can they do that?
They can call my number here. It's 654-7332. That's the mayor's office. They can stop by if I'm not in a meeting or not available. They can talk with Andrea, and she will set up a time for them to either talk to me by phone or in person. Also, call each one of the departments. They have a number that you can call and reach out to them. If there's something you see that you would like to have done differently or a concern, please reach out to them.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, you can also visit her with Muffins with the Mayor and the State of the City, which is coming up on the 31st, and we will continue to tell folks about that as well as we get closer to that event.
Okay, thank you so much for doing that, because we really hope to have a good crowd.
Thank you so much. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. A couple of other things that we want to remind folks of, believe it or not, which this is a good thing. This will make you feel like spring and summer are coming. Our partners at Indiana Beach are actually starting their hiring process. Woohoo! So that means we will have Indiana Beach tickets coming up as well. And so if you are interested in maybe some part-time work or have some kids that would like some part-time work, their job fair is this weekend. It's today from 4 o'clock until 8, tomorrow 8 o'clock until noon, and that is at the Indiana Beach Hotel. They're hiring for a variety of seasonal positions. And so if you are interested, summer is coming. That's one of the ways when we start to talk about there's more than corn in Indiana. So Indiana Beach, so happy about that. Also, lots of things happening this weekend. Camp Cullum is having their pancake breakfast. That is tomorrow from 8 o'clock until 11, and then again on Sunday from 11 o'clock until 2. Also, to go along with the pancake breakfast, there will be a huge fire in the fireplace at Camp Cullum tomorrow morning because it's supposed to be a little chilly out there. So I got word this morning that they will have the fireplace lit, and of course, it's an all-you-can-eat pancakes, sausage and gravy, biscuits, coffee, and juice, all for a free will donation. They'll have the maple syrup demo, and then the Maple Trail Vendors Market will be open as well. You can see the whole process of making syrup, and you can check out all the vendors. Again, this is happening tomorrow and Sunday out at Camp Cullum, which is 6815 West County Road 200 North. If you have any questions, feel free to call us here at the station. Also, a quick reminder that tomorrow is the Social Circle and Pizza Movie Night. This is for the Clinton County branch of the Autism Support Group. That is at the church, 400 South 3rd Street. You do need to RSVP today if you are planning on going to that, but they would be providing pizza, drinks, popcorn, and showing the movie Yes Day. This is a family event, but you just need to let Gina know that you are planning on coming. And then also, tomorrow is the, no, this is tonight. Today's Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. It is the annual awards banquet for the Clinton Central FFA, and I know you're heading that way.
Yeah, that's tonight. And then tomorrow, if you're a crafter, you're going to want to make it to Thorntown to the library over there, because they're having their craft swap. Right now, the early bird craft swap is going on. If you decided to donate some of your craft materials and you wanted to get in, you were able, had the opportunity to get an early bird ticket to do that tonight. But tomorrow is open to anybody and everybody. That's March 14th, Saturday, 10 to 3 p.m. And then I believe tomorrow night is also the Junior Leaders.
That was next on my list.
Junior
Barn
Leaders
Dance.
Barn Dance is tomorrow night. And anybody who's got a Junior Leader, Clinton County Junior Leader, is planning to attend that. Make sure that they help with setup. That starts at 3.
All right. And just a couple more things, because we're not going to go through everything. There's a lot, lots of things happening at the library this weekend. So check that out. And then also, it's the 10-year memorial for the Carl Kuntz, and they're having a carnival event. And so this is to help raise money. Tickets are just $1 each, unlimited gaming bracelets for $25. And this is a fundraiser. Its memorial service will be at 11 o'clock, and then the carnival runs all day. I think this is at Western Boone School. It also features face painting,
no,
petting
zoo.
It wouldn't
zoo. Be at Western Boone for
I'm
Carl
at
Coons.
Western. Sorry, yeah. I'm at Western School Corporation. And it's such a little print. Yeah, Western High School, 10 o'clock until 4. Yeah. Is when this is tomorrow, but We want to, of course, remember Officer Carl Coons, who lost his life in the line of duty over there. So that's happening tomorrow as well.
Quick reminder, there is Norfolk and Southern Railroad has Jefferson Street and Mulberry closed for a couple of hours. We've not received any word yet as to it being reopened yet, so keep an eye out on CCDN, Boone County and Carroll County Daily News. We'll get it up there as soon as we know that it has been reopened. And keep in mind, be careful out there. As Mayor Judy Sheets said, it is windy.
That's
and,
right.
And, you know, we're in that wind warning. It is a high wind warning. Gusts could be up to 60, maybe even a little over that today. So be careful if you have to be out in it. If you have to be out driving, be extra careful and just have some grace.
And put it on your schedule for WILO Ag Day presented by Skiles Electric. That's coming up on Wednesday, a full day after Party Line until 2 o'clock. You guys have some great guests scheduled that day, so we're looking forward to that. So
I think
a full day.
Good program.
All agriculture, that's coming up on Wednesday. In the meantime, we wish you a safe and wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining us for Party Line. We'll be back Monday right here, WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.